really just want to see who's going to be a man about it and who's going to go be a girl and cry about it.
Well, I don't cry, so it could be...
I do sometimes.
Do you?
No, of course not.
So you're talking communication. Have you already seen that start then?
Yeah, you know, it's just more, you know, what do I need to communicate to you? What do you need to communicate to me? You know, it's really a trial by fire. You know, when we fail, we learn something. You know, what did I learn from this? All right, well, I need to start talking to you more. You need to start talking to me more. You know, that's what all these OTAs are about, is how can we help each other? How can we get better as a team?
And you're the kind of guy that likes to keep it light, too,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
So has that really kind of gone over well? Because the guys on the O-line are pretty funny, too.
I mean, every offensive lineman should always be funny at all times, other than when he's between the lines. I firmly believe that.
And why is that?
Just because it's life. You should never take it too serious, right?
Do you guys have a, in terms of that, a motto then?
Not yet, but we're going to develop one.
You are?
Yeah, it's going to be real tough. Try and scare some people.
It's not like we eat together or like...
No, it'll be tougher than that.
It will be?
Yeah.
Like an example maybe that you're going to throw out there?
I can't really say anything right now just because the things that come to my mind right now are just bad.
Or you'd have to kill me.
No, I wouldn't have to kill you, but I don't want somebody to get mad at me. Give me a week or two, and I'll give you a good motto for us.
What is the most, the biggest adjustment then for you to come here to it? I know coming to a new team is one thing, but you've been around, you know what to do.
I mean, I don't want to say the offense because, to me, football is always football. You know, it never changes. It's always the same thing. Gap to gap, zone scheme to zone scheme. It's not that. I think it's just working with different guys. You know, I'm so used to playing with the Joe Staley's and the Mike Capatis, and all of a sudden you come here and it's whole new guys. And you're kind of like, how do they do things? What do they like? You know, it's just kind of learning from each other out here on the field. Other than that, personalities are always the same. Football players never change.
And it's OTAs. Even though you're getting to know each other, it's not like it's full-on training camp in Mankato yet. So is it kind of lighter, or is that not the mood yet?
No, I mean, I think when you're out here to work. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe that, too. That, you know, when you're out here, you need to pay attention. If you don't know something, you need to find out why you don't know it. And when you're out here working, you better work. You got to work hard. But there's always a time to be a little light and have fun and, you know, kind of joke around. But when you're out here, it's just mostly the
offensive. Well, the offensive line also takes things personally. You know, like say if someone gets sacked or if they
Oh, it's game on. I have no question.
You don't want to have D-lines out here getting tips from John Randall, who's the O-line.
Tony Sperano. Come on, dude. No, I think, you know, as an offensive lineman, it never really changes. So I think one of the great things is when you have a great room and everybody gets a voice, you listen to what works well for other guys, you know, and you kind of, and so many people say an older guy can never learn anything from a younger guy. I don't believe that. You know, they're so outside the box sometimes that when you listen to them talk about something or explain something, it's so interesting to be like, why would you think that? And they're like, well, because I don't know any other way. Like, oh, well, that's great. Let me start thinking like that. You know, you start learning things from everybody, but, you know. It'd be great to have John Randall out here practicing, wouldn't it? About one of the best.
So you don't really, in terms of Brandon, the other guys at guard, you don't really see that. It's a friendly competition? Like you're saying, online is kind of do that way?
I mean, there's always competition. This is a business at the end of the day. But you know, for the most part, I think that guys who go out here and say, well, it's me versus everybody, you're not really going to accomplish anything on the offensive line because then, you know, you start to get in the mindset that it's all about me when it should be it's all about us. You know, the more you help the O-line, the better you gel, the better you're going to fit in here. More chances you're going to stay here. So I think it's really kind of a 50-50. You know, you got to, it's a really thin line about how you have to play. But at the end of the day, you want to make your offensive line look good so people notice you.
So do you think Tony is just getting things started? He's going to kind of ramp things up?
It's going to ramp up in Mankato.
Awesome.
Be ready.